The plan to ban plastic water bottle sales in the Grand Canyon goes back to 2010, but just before the new policy was to take effect, the Park Service halted it. Critics complained that the park's chief caved in to Coca-Cola, which bottles Dasani water and has donated $13 million to the parks. But public pressure this fall forced the Park Service director to once again reverse his decision. This week, the Grand Canyon announced a ban on bottled water sales will take effect in March. Jeff Rook is director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. He says this case highlights the need for transparency between public parks and their private donors. Especially now, says Rook, because the Park Service recently announced a $1 billion corporate fundraising campaign.
That means they're going to have about 400 donors the size of Coca-Cola. And if Coca-Cola can wreak this much havoc with their $2.5 million donation, multiply that by 400 times, you're going to have a lot different national park system than we have now.
A Coca-Cola spokeswoman says the company wanted to be consulted about the ban so that it could help the park's sustainability plans. She says while the company objects to the ban, it will continue to support recycling programs at the park. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.